After our interview with NOAA oceanographer Gregory Johnson, who interpreted part of a dense UN report on climate change as haiku, we asked you to send us your own haiku to honor Earth Day, which also happens to fall during National Poetry Month. Many listeners responded to our call, although not all of your poems celebrated our lovely world. For instance, James Gallagher from Pompton Plains, New Jersey, sent us a haiku he entitles Blah New World. Clean air, skies of blue, water to drink and swim in. Ain't gonna happen. Most of our respondents were more upbeat, though, or thoughtful.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle Boirame. I'm a graduate student at UC Berkeley in California, and I study environmental engineering, specifically ecohydrology and water resources. So when I heard about this call for haikus about Earth Day, I thought about the way that I think about Earth systems a lot, which is water. And lately in the news, there's been a lot of talk about water because of the drought, but a lot of the people that I work and go to school with, we think that water systems are important all the time, and people need to be talking about it, not just when there's a crisis. And so that made me think of the following haiku. A drought year is not the only time scientists should be listened to.
And then there was this reply from a published poet, no less, paying homage to a 17th century master of the haiku form, Matsuo Basho.
This is Red Slider. I'm a poet, and I'm calling from Sacramento. My Earth haiku is one that was inspired by a very famous poem by Basho about frog splashes, from which I was inspired to take my first line. And the poem itself reflects one of my convictions that our best and greatest hope for cleaning up the messes we've gotten our planet into lies with the children who are going to have to deal with it. I do hope they survive us. Anyway, here's my haiku. Waiting for frog splash, tadpoles swim through the ripples of children's voices.
We have more, and we'll play more next week. But not all of your poems obeyed the strict haiku form. Remember, it's three lines, the first line 5 syllables, the second line 7 syllables, and the third line 5 again. Any Earth Day topic that inspires you, from spring flowers to climate worries to eco-heroes, send your haiku on over. The address is comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Or you can use our postal address. It's P.O. Box 99007, Boston, Massachusetts, 02199. Or read your poem aloud on our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. If you use the phone, be sure to record your name and a number where we can call you back.